To find out more about the challenges facing the U.S. military in Iraq, we turn to one of our regular military analysts, Major General Robert Scales. He's the former commandant of the Army War College and now co-author of the book, The Iraq War, A Military History. General, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be here, Michelle.
In recent days, we've seen a number of attacks where the insurgents now seem to be targeting Iraqis and not Americans. That would seem to present a whole new set of challenges for the military.
Yeah, and it's coming at a particularly difficult time where the total number of American forces is going to be reduced by about 25%, and the military is going through a period of transition where new units are coming in and the old experienced units are leaving. And so clearly what the insurgents are trying to do is to exploit this period by creating a rift between the coalition forces on the ground and this newly emerging Iraqi Defense Force.
The U.S. military has captured some of the people they think might be responsible or at least involved in the planning of these attacks. What have they been able to learn about the insurgency and just how coordinated they are?
I think the main thing they've learned is the general structure of the insurgency. The idea that former Baathists and the Fedayeen and others have divided themselves into tight 80 to 100-man cells, each cell independent of the other, and each cell being run by a former Baathist party leader. And slowly but surely, the intelligence forces are starting to break apart these cells to determine how they recruit new fighters, how they do their reconnaissance, where they get their explosives and the communications equipment from, and so forth.
But over the weekend, it seems like we're seeing an increased militarization of these insurgence attacks, more than just roadside bombs. These multiple attacks over the weekend look to have had some semblance of coordination.
That's right, and clearly they're getting better at it, and perhaps one of the reasons they're getting better is because of the knowledge and experience that is being passed to them by these foreigners. Clearly, the attack on the police station the other day was a well-planned, well-coordinated raid done at the time when there were no American forces around, which shows some degree of sophistication and at least the appearance of tactical proficiency at the cell level. So, yes, they are getting better, and they are certainly more focused on the Iraqis now than they are on American forces.
In the studies of classic guerrilla warfare, the insurgency plays out in three phases, as I understand, and I'll just sort of go through them briefly if I could. First, the so-called survival phase, recruiting fighters, acquiring weapons, spreading the ideology, and launching an offensive. If that is successful, the second phase involves a larger-scale offensive, often on symbolic targets, and a growing level of coordination and intelligence gathering. The third phase usually only comes if the fighters can survive the first two steps and acquire enough money or conventional arms to challenge a much larger and much more powerful foe. Given what we're seeing on the ground in Iraq right now, where does that situation fit into this scheme?
No, I think this insurgency right now is nested somewhere between the first and second levels. While there have been spikes in violence and there have been occasional demonstrations of cohesion and tactical skill, the vast majority of the violence is really disconnected level one violence. Now, that's not to say that it won't escalate, but really it's caught somewhere between the two bottom levels.
Well, one of the things that seems to be helping the insurgents right now is the influx of money. And General Abizaid has said that has been one of their big challenges, trying to figure out where that money is coming from and cutting off the flow.
That's absolutely right. And that's what makes this insurgency quite different from, say, the insurgencies in China and in Southeast Asia and elsewhere. This is an insurgency that's being driven by graft and greed and the influx of money principally from states in the region. So unlike other classic insurgencies, this is one that's being fed by capital, and if the capital can somehow be substantially reduced, I think the whole structure of this insurgency will simply collapse.
General, you were in the first Gulf War. You know the region better than most. If you were in a leadership position in this conflict right now, given the events over the weekend, how worried would you be?
I don't think too worried. I think the U.S. forces have to be able to make the transition between the forces that are over there now and the new forces coming into the theater. And the key in that whole transformation is you've got to transfer two things, intelligence and familiarity with the Iraqis in the region. If the U.S. forces are able to do that and to carry over that transition proficiently, I think eventually this insurgency that's beginning to bubble up will simply die on the vine.
Major General Robert Scales, the former commandant of the Army War College and co-author of the book The Iraq War, A Military History. General, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Michelle.